Selection and order are everything to conquering poetry out loud. The judges will easily forget about one-trick ponies, so you have to immediately establish your identity and show that you can cover a wide range of genre and history. I went off on a limb and began as many students would not, with my pre-20th dramatic piece, Where Did the Handsome Beloved Go? By Jalal al-Din Rumi. I wanted the judges to sense my queerness, but not feel as though it was shoved in their faces just yet. That was reserved for my second, most successful piece, Randall Mann's The Mortician in San Francisco. I won the school competition with this piece. It's a satirical sestina that reshapes the story of Harvey Milk and Dan White through the lens of White's queer mortician. After its bittersweet ending, I knew that the judges would not only remember me, but also feel unsettled, craving a resolution of sorts in the third round. Most of my competitors would save their most dramatic piece for this final round, but I wanted to foil them. I chose Taylor Mally's comedic character piece, Undivided Attention, to spark some laughter, not tears. After flustering a line towards the end of this piece, the beauty of live performance, I was sure that this deduction for accuracy would ruin my chances of winning. I'm confident, though, that this drama, dramedy, comedy format helped me to stick out to the judges and take the title, despite this mistake.